Hello again, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is my photo blog where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. And today, continuing in the weekend tradition of wandering around the property looking for wildflowers, I have some more native wildflowers for you this evening. If you've come by this audio file on its own, you'll find the 6 photographs included within the MP3, and these can be viewed on a PC or Mac using the Apple iTunes software, for example, utilizing the artwork function. It can be viewed also with other audio software capable of displaying the photographs, although I have yet to find one that can display or let you scroll through all the 6 photographs. Today is Sunday, November the 21st, a mostly overcast day, as it will probably be for the next few days. It's raining as I speak, but during the afternoon the rain held off and let me wander around the property. It got to around 15 or 16 degrees Celsius, which is 59-60 Fahrenheit. A pleasant enough afternoon, though, for the purpose. Well, the photographs are of indigenous native wildflowers, meaning I haven't planted any of these. They're just found where I find them. They are indigenous, as in they have developed and grown in this area. And coincidentally, they all have a bit of a yellow theme to them. Unlike most weekends, I've done a pretty poor job in identifying most of these. Many of these wildflowers are actually very common around the property. I've just never bothered to photograph them before. And half of them are, or two of them at least, are daisies of one form or another. But Australia has over 1,000 species of daisy, so it's a little bit difficult to try and identify them for you. I really need a local guide to the indigenous flora rather than Australia-wide resources that I have to try and identify them. For example, I found one similar to the first photograph, but on closer inspection it said it was from Western Australia, therefore it's unlikely to be that one here. So the best I can do is just identify that it is a daisy. It has many florets, little flowers in their own right, forming the mass flower head. The second photograph is completely unknown. I don't know which flower this is. I don't have a clue. So I just called it unknown. Third one, I originally thought this was a guinea flower, of which we have a few species on the property. But I have my doubts. The center part doesn't look identical or similar to the other ones that I have. So I've, where I was previously quite confident, I am no longer confident that this is a guinea flower. It still could be, but I can't demonstrate that 100%. The fourth flower is another daisy, purple petaled daisy with a yellow interior. These are extremely common. It could be a brachycomb, but there are a few others that may be similar. Again, as I mentioned before, there's over a thousand species of daisy in Australia, so it's a little bit difficult to try and narrow it down. This one grows too easily. It's almost a weed, as in a plant out of place. It grows where we'd rather not have them. and the little seeds are very burry and stick to socks and clothing and animals. The dogs get covered with seeds from this particular daisy as the season progresses, and it's a real nuisance to pick them clean of the burry seeds. This one looks relatively pretty, but when you see it as a clump of flowers, it looks very scrappy, very unsightly, I feel. The final two photographs are of Gardenia, of which Australia has about 400 species. Again, I have the same difficulty in trying to identify them. The first one has orange flowers, and the second of the two has yellow flowers. I can't find a trace in my books of an orange-flowered gardenia, so I'm a little bit mystified by that. Looks very pretty, though. There are a few clumps of them, clusters of them, on our driveway. They grow to a height of about 30 centimetres, 12 inches, roughly, and make a pleasant change to the daisies, which share the border of the driveway. By calling it a border, it sounds a little bit formal. It isn't really. The border is formed by the earth-moving equipment that pushed the track into the property where the house now is. So in effect, all that happened was that the soil was disturbed and these plants took advantage and grew there. Well, there we have a half a dozen examples of indigenous wildflowers that I found on my tripping around the property this afternoon. I'll probably do the same this weekend to see what's appeared in the intervening week. I'm Gordon Smith, and this has been Look and See, my photoblog. If you'd like to send me an email, my address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for dropping by. Until we meet again, bye for now.